안녕하세요.
How are you?
반갑습니다. 저는
It's great to see you.
성남에
I am Pastor
성남
Gi-Teng Lee,
선교센터를
in
맡고
charge
있는
of Sona Mission
김민수입니다.
Center of Songnak
반갑습니다.
Church.
만나뵙게 돼서
It
반갑습니다.
is a pleasure to meet you.
방금 연극을 통해서 저도 많은 것을 생각하게 됩니다.
The
사람이
play
이
we just
땅에
watched made me
올
think of
때
many things. When a person is
옷을
born
입고
into this
태어나지도
world,
않고
they do not come wearing
모자를 쓰고
clothes,
태어나지도 않고
a hat,
반지를 끼고 태어나지도
or
않습니다.
a ring.
성경이 어떤 분이 이렇게 기록했습니다.
As
적신이
someone wrote in the
왔다.
Bible, naked I
그리고
came from my mother's
적신이
womb,
간다.
and naked shall I
세상
return there.
말로는 공술의
In other
공수
words,
이렇게 말하죠.
we arrive
빈
empty-handed
몸으로
and will
왔다가 빈 몸으로
depart in the
갔다.
same manner.
사람은
When a
태어날
person is
때
born, they have nothing
아무것도
in their
손에 물지
hands.
않았습니다. 그런데 살아가면서
However,
누군가로부터
as
뭔가를
they go through life, they
받죠.
receive things from
그래서
others.
뭔가 갖고 있는 자신을
It's during this
참
journey
자신이라고 생각합니다.
that they come to perceive themselves as
그런데
someone who
우리의 본래
possesses or
모습은
owns something.
아무것도 없습니다.
However, in our true
그래서 갈
essence, we
때도
originally
본래
have
모습대로
nothing.
가는 겁니다.
Hence, when we depart, we do so in the same
그런데 이제
state.
우리가 교회 와서 신앙생활을 합니다. 신앙생활은
However,
어떤
now we
생활인가?
come to the church and live a faced life.
잃어버리는
What
생활이
kind of
아니고요.
life is a faced life?
얻는
It is not a
생활입니다.
life of losing, but a life of gaining.
신앙생활은
A faced
상실하는
life
생활이
is not a life
아니고
of deprivation,
소유하는
but a
생활이에요.
life of possession.
오해하시는 분들은 교회 오면은
Some may
시간
misunderstand,
뺏긴다.
thinking that coming to the
돈도
church
뺏긴다.
steals their
또
time,
인간 관계도
money, and human
뺏기게 된다.
relationships.
이렇게 생각합니다. 오해입니다.
This is a
신앙생활은
misconception.
잃어버리려고 하는
Faced
것이
life
아니라
is not about losing
얻으려고,
things, but is
소유하려고
aimed at
하는
gaining
것입니다.
and possessing things.
문제는
The
누구나 다
question
뭔가를
is,
소유하고 있고 또
while
더
everyone
소유하려고
owns
하는데,
something and desires to own
신앙생활은
more,
무엇을 소유하려고
What
하는
are we trying
것인가?
to possess through our faced life?
김 사장님의 것을 제가 소유하려고 하는
We
것도
are not living
아니고,
a faced life in order to gain what belongs to Mr. Kim,
우리 아버지가 물려주신 유산을
or
소유하려고
the
신앙생활하는 것도
inheritance that
아닙니다.
my father is going to give
우리가
me.
신앙생활하는 이유는
The reason we are living
누군가의
a
것을
faced
소유하려고
life
하는데,
is that
그
we want
누군가는
to take
바로
possession of something that belongs to
하나님입니다.
someone, and that someone is God.
신앙생활은 하나님이 소유하고 계신 것을
Faced life is about
나도
seeking to
얻고자
possess
하는
that
것입니다.
which God
그리고
possesses.
실제로
And we
얻을
can
수 있고
actually gain
또
it.
얻습니다.
We do own it.
그래서 하나님의 것이
As a
내 것이
result,
된 겁니다.
what is God's is now
하나님의
mine.
것이 내 것.
God's possession is
이게
now mine.
신앙생활을 하는
This is
이유입니다.
the reason we
물론
live a
그
faced
전에
life. Of course,
이것을 인정해야 됩니다. 내
there
것은
is
곧
something we needed to acknowledge
하나님의 것이다.
first. Everything that is mine is God's.
나는 본래 아무것도 가진 것이
We
없었죠.
needed to
그래서
remember that
나에게
we didn't originally possess anything. Even our
나라는 존재가
existence
있는 것이
and
다
being
하나님에게서
coming from
온
God.
것입니다. 그런데 이제 우리가 지금 신앙생활 하는 것은
The purpose of our faced
하나님의
life
것을
is to
내가
possess
소유하려고 하는
what
겁니다.
belongs to God.
하나님의 것이 뭐가 있을까요?
What do you think belongs to God?
하나님의 것은
That
사람의
which
것하고는
belongs to
다릅니다.
God is different from what
사람이
belongs to
아무리
human.
소유했다
No
하지만은
matter how much
시간이
humans
지나면 다
may
잃어버리게
own
되어
and
있습니다.
possess with time, they will lose
처음처럼
everything. Just as they
빈손으로
came
왔다가 갈
into this
때도
world
빈손으로 갑니다.
empty-handed, they will leave
그래서 사람에게는
empty-handed.
자기 것이라 할 만한 것이 없는데
Therefore, there is nothing that
하나님에게서
humans can
온
claim as
것,
their own. However,
그것은 좀
what
다릅니다.
comes from God is different.
왜냐면 하나님은
Because God has
영원
existed
전부터
from
영원히 계시는
eternity
분입니다.
past to eternity
그래서 하나님이
future.
갖고 계신
Thus,
모든 것도
everything he possesses
영원합니다.
is eternal.
하나님이 가지고 계신 것은
Nothing that
영원히
belongs to
사라지지
him
않습니다.
will ever
그래서
disappear.
그것을 우리가
So,
소유하려면
if we can possess
그것을
what
많이
belongs
소유하게
to him,
된다면
we will
우리는
possess it
그것을 영원히
for all
소유하는 겁니다.
eternity.
그런데 우리
However,
인생의 시간은 70년, 80년입니다.
Our human lifespan typically spans around 70 or 80 years. So how can we possibly possess something eternal? It might seem beyond our dream. However, God created us humans as eternal beings. Our physical bodies may fade away with time, but that is not the end. Our soul spirit endures eternally. Why do we exist eternally? It is because God has prepared it this way for us to possess what belongs to Him. Therefore, we are able to possess the things of God. What belongs to God does not disappear, but remains eternal. To God, those things which exist for a short time and then disappear mean nothing because God is He who lives eternally. The word eternal or eternity may not hit home for you. If someone were to live for 100 years, we would consider it a long life. 1,000 years are 10 times longer than 100 years. There are 10,000 years, 100,000 years, and even 1,000,000 years. However, eternity surpasses them at all. It has no end. This is how God exists. Consequently, everything He possesses is also everlasting. God is a joyful being. For humans, happiness often depends on having something, but God can experience joy even without any possessions. Human happiness is fleeting, but God's happiness is eternal. God is eternally joyful without any conditions. While humans often require external sources of joy, God's joy is eternal. Furthermore, God possesses limitless power, allowing Him to do anything He desires. Everything we refer to as Mother Nature is God's creation, crafted according to His will. All of it belongs to God. Furthermore, God has created not only the visible world, but also the invisible world. Among the invisible, there is material existence. We cannot see air, but it exists. Additionally, there are entities that transcend the material, such as countless spirits, angels, and the soul spirits of human beings, none of which can be seen, but all of which exist. Heaven and hell are also unseen but real, and all of these aspects of creation were brought into being by God. God is almighty. Nothing is impossible for Him. Whatever He decides, He is able to accomplish. God is all-knowing. Didn't He say that He even numbers the hair on our heads? He even knows the thoughts in the hearts of the person. This is true. Regardless of the number of people on earth, God knows the thoughts and minds of each and every one of them. There is no one on earth as rich as God. If He wished to monopolize everything He possesses, it would be impossible for anyone to obtain God's possession no matter how hard they tried. However, God is the one who desires to share all the good things He has with human beings. He longs to bestow every good thing He possesses upon people. He doesn't only give to the people that He looks upon with favor, saying, "Oh, this person is outstanding." Whether someone is exceptional or not, if they are human, God desires to share His blessing with them. In light of this, we say that God called us by glory and virtue. God wants to share what He has with Him. In regards to this, we say that God called us by glory and virtue. God is not only abundant in glory, but also rich in virtue. Even if God were immensely rich in glory without virtue, He would enjoy that glory alone. However, He desires to share all these blessings with us. That is why today we can boldly possess the things of God. Who are we? We were nothing but mere flesh, arriving empty-handed and departing in the same manner. However, God breathed life into us, bestowed His grace upon us, and enabled us to know Him and partake in all that belongs to God. This is why human is a remarkable creation. In terms of our physical existence, humans may appear no different from animals. However, in the presence of God, humans are treated like Him. Despite this, if someone still says, I am no different from animals, I simply need to live and then die, they are treating themselves as mere animals. Yet, God regards humans in the same way He regards Himself. He desires to bestow all that He possesses upon us, humans. Therefore, what He desires is for us to embrace the truth that everything that belongs to God is also mine. What is God's is mine. But how can we dare to do that? Imagine someone coming to us and saying, everything that belongs to you is now mine. How absurd would that be? If someone came up to me saying, or that is yours is mine, how ridiculous would that be? But let's say that little kid happened to be my son, then what he said is right, isn't it? Everything we have belongs to our child, despite our simplicity and ignorance. God has embraced us and opened a way for us to declare what belongs to God is mine, and to make the claim. This is faith life. Faith life is by no means a life of loss. Some may think, in church, they ask for offerings and take away my time. They perceive it as losing based on what is visible. However, with inspiration, if we can see what God is doing, we come to realize that God is, in fact, trying to bestow many things upon us. Once we grasp this truth, we cannot help but be captivated by God. We cannot help but love Him. We cannot help but entrust our lives to Him. So, what should you do as you return to the church from now on? You need to possess the things of God. You should be able to boldly proclaim what belongs to God is mine. As you grasp the richness of God's own, your life will become even more abundant. Let me provide a more concrete way to understand how to possess the things of God. It begins with knowing God. To possess what belongs to God, you must first know Him. Just as my son can own my possessions by knowing me, knowing someone implies that you own everything they have. When you can confidently declare to someone, everything you have is mine, then you truly know that person. So in the Bible, the concept of to know is employed in a slightly different way than our common understanding. In the book of Genesis of the Bible, it says this, Adam knew Eve, his wife again, and she bore a son and named him Seth. Adam, as the first spiritual human being, had relations with his wife Eve, resulting in her giving birth to a son. In the original Hebrew text, it is written as Adam knew Eve, his wife, so she bore a son. Similarly, when it is mentioned that God chose Abraham, it is expressed as God knew Abraham. In these verses, knowing implies having authority over the person and claiming everything they possess as one's own. Therefore, if we are to possess the things of God, we must truly know God. So,
하나님을 아는
What
방법이
is the way
무엇이냐?
for us to know God? Originally, humans cannot know God because he is invisible. However, in the scripture which we read for you, it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. When it mentions whoever believes in him, it means whoever knows him. In other words, whoever knows Jesus will know God. Knowing the invisible God is challenging, which is why God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, for us. Jesus came in history, spoke, acted, and interacted with many people, demonstrating Himself. That is why we can know Him. The invisible God may come to feel vague. We don't know how we can know Him. However, we can know Jesus because everything He did is already written in the Bible. When we observe Jesus and the words He carried out, if we find that He is so full of mercy, it means God is full of mercy. If we see that He has power, that means God has power. If He came and condemned and judged man because man sinned, that means God will do the same. But actually, when man committed wrong, Jesus never condemned, judged, nor rebuked him. Instead, He embraced man, forgave, and opened the way to life for him. Thus, He says, I do not condemn you. And it happens to be that God doesn't condemn us because we sin. Rather, He saves man who was doomed to death due to sin. Whoever knows Jesus can know God. And only such a person can possess the things of God. Everything that God gives, He gives in a bag. And that bag is called eternal life. I am speaking figuratively. In eternal life is everything of God. Eternal life means life that is everlasting. A seed has life in it. Although a seed is small, it contains its tree, the orchard, and its amazing world. In the same way, within eternal life which God gives, is everything that the eternal God has and enjoys. The reason God sent His Son was for us to know God and have eternal life through His Son. It was for us to enjoy all the things of God. Can anyone dare say to God, or that is yours is mine? But whoever has faith, whoever knows Jesus, can say to God, yours is mine. This is because God granted that. When we are facing hardships, there is no way for us to overcome them on our own. For example, if suddenly in need of urgent funds and seeking help, what should we do? We say, I need help. In such moments, we may call people everywhere to find the solution. But we, as Christians, seek God. We call upon God because He is wealthy. What belongs to God is mine. God is rich. Moreover, when we lack health, God is abundant in life. So we call upon God and say, God, what is yours is mine. Please grant me health. When we lack joy, we ask, God, give me your joy, or that is yours is mine. To be able to do that is our faith lives. Faith life is not about trying to have what other people who believe in Jesus have. If that is what's on your mind, you will end up disappointed if you think, I noticed that people attending Songnak Church have something special, and I must obtain it too. You will find disappointment. God possesses everything, and having what belongs to God is what faith is about. We are here to assist you in that journey. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I bless you that you become someone who possesses the things of God, who is joyful in his own right. I will pray for this. God our Father, thank you for sending us Jesus Christ so that we can possess everything that you possess. Have everyone here to discover more of that from now on and enjoy them abundantly. Pray in Jesus' name, Amen.